Chapter 4. Sir Henry Baskerville. The next morning, Dr. Mortimer brought Sir Henry Baskerville to Baker Street. Sir Henry was about 30 years old. He was not tall, but he was broad and strong. He looked like a boxer. "How do you do, Mr. Holmes?" said Sir Henry. "I arrived in London yesterday, and two strange things have happened already."
"Please sit down, Sir Henry," said Holmes. "Tell me what has happened."
"No one knows that I am staying at the Northumberland Hotel," said Sir Henry, "but I have received a letter. Here is the letter. You see, the words are cut from a newspaper, except for the word more."
"Your life is in danger. Keep away from the moor."
"The words are cut from the Times newspaper," said Holmes. "But how did this person know where I am staying?" asked Sir Henry.
"I do not know," said Holmes. "But you said that two strange things have happened. What is the other strange thing?"
"I have lost a boot," said Sir Henry. "Someone has stolen one of my boots at the hotel."
"One of your boots?" asked Holmes. "Someone took only one?"
"Yes," answered Sir Henry. "The boots are new. I bought them yesterday, and I have never worn them." "But why take only one?"
"That is a very good question," said Holmes. "I would like to visit your hotel. Perhaps I shall find the answer."
"Then please join us for lunch," said Sir Henry. "Now, if you will excuse me, I have some other business. Shall we meet at 2 o'clock for lunch at the Northumberland Hotel?"
"We shall come at 2:00. said Holmes.
Sir Henry Baskerville and Dr. Mortimer left the house and walked along Baker Street. Sherlock Holmes watched them through the window of his study.
"Quick, Watson, we must follow them," said Holmes.
"Why are we following them?"
I asked in surprise. "Because, my dear Watson, someone else is also following them," said Holmes. "Look, there is the man. There, in that cab."
I looked where Holmes was pointing. A horse-drawn cab was moving slowly along the street. A man with a black beard was sitting in the cab. He was watching Sir Henry and Dr. Mortimer as they walked towards Oxford Street. The man with the black beard turned round as Holmes pointed at him. He saw us and shouted to the cab driver,
"Drive! Drive quickly!"
The cab driver whipped the horse, and the cab disappeared round a corner.
"I think we have the answer to one of our questions," said Holmes. "That man with the black beard followed Sir Henry to the Northumberland Hotel. He is the man who sent the letter."